Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Back at it again, helping out people that have been ghosted, like Kate. Kate, good morning.
Hi there.
Hey. Good morning.
Hi, Kate.
Sorry things have not worked out the way you had hoped with Randy, and we're going to see if we can figure out why. But before we do that, why don't you tell us about Randy and like how did you guys get together?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for helping me out because I'm feeling like I wasted my time. Like, I feel like I got totally emotionally invested for no reason. And I listened to you guys, so I know you're good at this. And I was hoping you could help me out here.
Okay. We gotcha.
We'd been talking for a while, and I thought that it had potential to go somewhere. I felt like I kind of got to know him before we went on this date. But then on this date, things took off the first time we actually went out. Mm-hmm. In my mind, it was like a done deal. You know, nice. We spent the whole day talking and not about like, you know, random stuff you talk about on a first date. Usually it was like really deep parts, you know, like every part of our life. We totally opened up. I talked about my family and my childhood and he did the same thing. And I feel at this point like I know him better than I know most of the people in my life, frankly.
Wow.
And
okay.
it feels to me like he could say the same thing because we both shared so much and we had this amazing connection. You know, we told each other how connected we felt at the end of the date, you know, how great it was to talk, how good the conversation was. Then I haven't heard from him since, which is really confusing. You know, it really hurts my feelings and I'm trying not to take it personally, but I truly thought we connected so well, and especially after sharing so much about myself, you know, like I don't usually do that. I'm not just like, bleh, you know, to whoever I talk to. It was only because it really felt so easy and so natural with him. And yeah. I would just really love to figure out what went wrong.
It's like they skipped the first 10 chapters and they just cut right to the chase.
Oh, wow, man.
All right. Well, Kay, hang on. Let's try Randy, see if he answers and see if we can get him to open up. Hang on.
Hello?
Hey, Randy. It's Booker, Alex, and Audrey. We're calling with Mix 94.7. I don't know if you're familiar with our segment, but we do something called Waiting by the Phone, where we help out people that have been on a great date. Kate is on the phone. Full disclosure, she just shared a lot of details about getting to know you. She felt that you guys really bonded and connected, and she is really unsure as to what has happened since then, because she told us that she hasn't heard from you. So we're hoping that we can kind of get a conversation started here. Do you mind talking to us for a couple minutes?
Yeah, I mean, sure.
So what happened? Did she say something that upset you, or are you just not into it? Or
no, I mean, it's okay, so it's kind of complicated, but I'm going to sound like I'm a judgmental person or an asshole. And I'm really not, but I guess it's going to kind of come off that way. But like, we were on our date and we were really talking and, you know, it was going well and there weren't any like red flags to start off with, which is good. And we were just chopping it up and we started just talking about our lives and families and stuff. And it got like pretty deep. Like way deeper than any first date I've ever gone on.
Yeah, she told us that. Mm-hmm. Is that not good?
I mean, it's good that, you know, you can get that deep with someone, but it started getting into like childhood trauma zone. And, you know, I don't wanna respect her privacy, I don't wanna air out her dirty laundry, but like basically she started talking about stuff like issues she had with her dad and kind of was really like sticking there and made me think she has like a lot of daddy issues. And that's like something that I don't really want to mess with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I'm always talking with my boys about how it's like that those kind of girls are like their own can of worms. And, you know, sometimes if you go forward someone like that, you know, it brings its own set of issues, like into your own relationship. And I just don't know if I'm like ready to deal with that, you know? And like, I don't know if I want someone who's going to be my girlfriend to have like gone through a lot of those like tough experiences, you know? So that kind of became a red flag for me. And, you know, I don't know if that's rude or not, but like, that's the truth. And so, yeah.
You didn't feel comfortable telling her that?
Well, it's kind of awkward and I didn't want to hurt her feelings and, you know, put me in an awkward spot. So I thought this is just a little easier.
Just a ghost?
Yeah.
You never want to tell someone it's too much. It's
yeah.
Just, you know what I'm saying? I kind of see where he's coming from on this
well,
one.
Well, she was hoping to get an explanation and she certainly got an explanation.
Well, hey, yeah, you know.
Okay. Yeah. You want to say something?
Yeah, hi. I've actually been listening to this, and that's a lot worse than I thought. Actually, I'm kind of glad this came out. I'm glad to hear that this was the reason, because I'm actually no longer interested in Randy, like no, at all.
Good.
That was quick.
I wouldn't. This kind of undercuts everything that I thought we were connecting about. I would not say that I have daddy issues. I have some problems in my relationship with my dad, but I think it's really demeaning to say that any woman who has daddy issues is, you know, not something that a guy would want to be with, because that's super immature. That's super judgmental. That's not judging the quality of our relationship or of our time together on me. It's judging me on my past and, mm-hmm. and things that I can't control.
Girlfriend, go ahead.
Tell him.
Man.
Say it. Kate, now you have the answer. Not what you're looking for, but like you said, you're glad you know. Randy, can't thank you enough for being honest.
Seriously.
So all I can do, I guess.
Yeah.
It's insane how girls get over guys so much faster. 5 seconds ago, she was about marrying this guy. And
you
then
you were just saying last week how guys get over it so much faster.
You were.
I may have been lying because it always hurts me a lot more.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.